Hey, how are you? This is Buffalo Bill, taking a break from feeding my moths and working on a new sewing project to thank all the wonderful people who donate and produce Radio Labyrinth, which is one of my favorite podcasts. Really, really whiles away the time while you're sewing. Thanks to Jason Chappell, Mike Hall, Sean Hall, Chad Shippard, Al McKeon, Daniel Pitts, Mike Spittler, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Brian Smith, Steve Knutson, Melissa Knowles, Leslie Norman, John Sutherland, who, by the way, has a wonderful framed picture drawn by Tim Andrews hanging up. Pretty nice. Mike D, Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, and Beth Van Elswick. I gotta go. There's an FBI agent at my door. I think she wants to use my phone.
Brother, he couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask. I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter. I got a rock.
Robert Evans was a movie producer in the 70s. He produced Chinatown.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
He produced the Godfather films.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
He produced Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary's Baby is coincidental because he's also Satan.
He chose you out of all the world, out of all the women in the whole world. He chose you. He arranged things because he wanted you to be the mother of his only living son.
His power is stronger than stronger.
Satan.
His might shall last longer than longer.
Yes, Satan!
No!
Miss Snotnose is on her way to becoming Mrs. Evans. Both of us climb into our Mercedes two-seater and head for the town hall in Riverside. Afterward, we uncorked one magnum of Dawn after the other. We're on the courthouse lawn, and then we get loaded.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. In the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet. You ate my dinner. My mashed potatoes, they had the good old gravy I like, and them biscuits I can sop that gravy in. You ate all it up. You drink up all the milk, don't care what kind of milk it is. You don't care. 2%, 3% buttermilk, patent milk, polar cow in a patent milk can, I bet you eat that too. What's wrong with you? I'm hiding my grapes.
I ain't lying, man. People love me. Hey, if you play this song, I guarantee you motherfuckers start hopping and squirming. When I used to play this record live, motherfuckers would actually faint. They would faint on the floor. They have to call an ambulance to pick all these motherfuckers up, okay? Every time I played, in fact, they start calling the hospital in advance and tell them Rudy gonna be singing tonight. Make sure you're ready, because we finna be carrying motherfuckers out the club.
This is Rudy Ray Moore, better known as Dolomite. Now, I'd like to show you just a few scenes from my latest adventure.
Damn, look like my women is on time.
Babe, I could sure warm you up.
No shit, baby.
I can hear you.
Jeff, shut up.
You go eat a bottle of grapes.
Let's start the show. We can talk about the
Oh, I thought you guys had already started.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
No.
I thought you guys were rolling. I just jumped in.
Nah.
No, jump in.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Jump in, yo.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode, what is this?
43.
Episode 4-3, season 4.
2-1.
What year is this?
82. It's 2019. Next year will be 2020. The whole gang is here. Me, Jeff, Steph, Autumn. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, finally. How are you now?
No, same here. Well, you know, me and Autumn, we have the hardest time connecting and getting on here at the same time.
Yeah, I'm so glad when I'm on here with you.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's a nice balance.
It's not so much of a sausage fest.
Yeah, bring in the donuts.
Well, one sausage, one Vienna. Vienna sausage.
Do you prefer bagel?
Cocktail weenie.
No, yeah.
Bagel?
I don't know. I think I like a nice schnitzel. It's kind of like...
Oh, I like schnitzel, like, but you don't eat meat anymore.
Then it's, no. But just the idea of it. Just that it's wrapped and tucked.
Nah.
Mine's like a cheese Danish.
What are you talking about?
Ew.
Your vagina?
Right now it's raspberry Danish.
Oh.
Well, it's for Halloween for the vampires.
Yes, it's very spooky.
It's very haunted.
Spooky.
Okay. I want to stain your sheets.
Gross.
It is gross. Menses is not the topic of the show tonight.
No.
Wait, you guys are talking about menses?
Yeah.
What? That's where all the smart people are part of, right?
Yeah, menses. You have to have an IQ.
You have to take a test.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a raspberry Danish.
No, we're never literal. Never literal on Radio Labyrinth. Let's see. I'm going to kick it off with some announcements.
Okay. Announcements.
Hey, thank you to Michael Einhaus. I think I said it right. He is our newest Radio Labyrinth patron. He went on over to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and signed up, so thank you very much.
Woo.
Michael. Ooh. Another person I want to thank is Garrett Kemble, who has been a producer for a long time. He had to take a break.
Yeah, thanks, Garrett.
He's not a cop. Wait, he is a cop.
He is a cop. I'm Lieutenant Garrett Kemble.
We got a lot of cops listen to this show.
They do?
Yeah.
You can tell me that in a second. But I want to thank him and let him know that he's still supporting us by listening to the show, and he's awesome. Thank you to patrons Kickpool and Chelsea, who showed up to our movie club last week.
Unlike some people.
Shut up. And brought a giant fucking gallon full of apple pie moonshine.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's the official beverage of Dragon Con.
Yes, the official beverage of Dragon Con.
So you got to chug. Like 10 shots.
I ain't chugging that shit. It's tasty, though. and there's that. And then, let's see. I made a run sheet and everything, but I've forgotten everything. But thank you to everyone who came out last Thursday?
Yeah.
Such a big turnout, man.
About 15 people showed up. It was at the Spring Cinema.
That theater is so nice.
I know it is.
Oh, it looks
really
nice.
They really fixed it up since I last was there when it was... LaFont or Madstone or whatever.
I was thinking of the first movie I ever saw in that theater was Christmas Day, 1996, and it was, I believe, Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Mm. Ooh.
I went to a Presbyterian church with my friend Rob, and because he's Presbyterian, and we went to Mass on Christmas. I didn't go home. It was my first year here, and it was right after my mom died, so I was like, I can't go. I got to work, blah, 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 blah. And we went to the movies, and boy, that was funny. I mean, it was funny because I went to the church and I felt all weird. Actually, we went Christmas Eve because I genuflected before I got into the pew. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't do that here.
You genuflected?
Yeah, you kneel before you get in the pew, Catholics.
Oh,
and
okay.
And you do the Station of the Cross. And so I get in, and then they pass around communion.
Catholics.
That's what Jeff's mom said to me. I didn't know what the Holy Day of Obligation was. Anyway.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. Still don't fucking know.
It's days you have to go to church.
Yeah.
I went to Catholic church once.
Yeah, the Feast of the Immaculate Virgin.
I don't get your all's deal with the everybody says something and then all of a sudden y'all stop and just the priest talks. It kind of messes everybody else up because I'm the only one beside the priest going, "For thine," all loud, looking stupid.
Oh, you mean you say that extra line?
Yeah,
didn't
know we were supposed to stop and just let him finish it up.
Well, we get it done quicker at the Catholic church. Unless you're at a Catholic wedding or anything else.
Or a Catholic funeral.
You get the mass first and then whatever. But anyway,
smoking canters.
What was I talking about?
You went to see
Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, they brought out the communion, and it was bread cut up into cubes and grape juice, and I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had the grape juice wine before.
Yeah. It's better than the port wine you get at church, Catholic church.
I like it.
I like sipping out of a cup that a million other people have.
They don't do the wine anymore.
They don't?
Nope.
What do they do?
Nothing. Just the body of Christ.
How do you do the blood of Christ?
You don't.
You mean the Presbyterians?
No, Catholics.
They don't do wine anymore.
That's not true. They still do wine.
Nope.
Autumn, fact check that.
Yep. I don't know. You guys were lucky. We did.
Health scares.
Anyway, Zombie Land Double Tap was
fucking awesome.
Fucking funny, fun. A really cool movie. I'm glad we did it. I'm glad I went and saw it. And I want to, again, thank the theater. Thank Kevin Green, who helped put this whole thing together. And we want to do another one in the future. Next time, we're going to do a classic film. We have no idea what it's going to be, but it will be in January.
I think that would be fun to do a classic film that everybody knows so that we can just, like, talk and comment throughout.
Right. I want it to be everybody at the same time shouting the lines and having a lot of fun. We'll do new releases again. you know, as a special treat. But and we're not going to do it on a weeknight in the evening. We're going to try to do it on either a Saturday around 11 or 12.
Preach.
Something like that. Let's see what else. We are going to be doing the bowling hang. I believe we have a date for it.
Yes. We just need to know how many people are coming.
Right.
Because it's you can have six people to a lane.
Create a Facebook event and have people respond.
All right, I'm going to do that.
If they're coming.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll make the Facebook and I'll put all the deets in there because I just need to know how many lanes to reserve.
All right.
Tell them in the event that you got to know the number of people attending so you can reserve the lanes. Right.
And shoes. They need to know if you are going to be renting shoes.
Own.
I have my own shoes.
I know. I don't have my own bowling shoes.
I have some very sassy blue shoes.
I used to have my own ball.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I got my own ball. It's badass.
I have two now.
No, my ball's not badass. It's my mother-in-law's ball.
Really?
She gave it to me.
I wanted to get a ball like Bill Murray had in Kingpin with the rose inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
So
I got a Detroit Pistons ball, but it sucked, so I sent it back. And then my mother-in-law, hers is like circa 72. Just the right weight. It's such a good weight. And if it comes up the chute and somebody tries to get my ball, I will kill you. Get away from it. Because there's no other ball in the whole alley that weighs the way this ball weighs.
I haven't been bowling in 11 years. The last time I went bowling was a regular guy's bowling night, which was in Dunwoody.
Are you going to go and like knock the dust off a little bit before we do this thing?
Tim bowled a 290 that day.
Yes, I did.
Get the hell out of here. Did you really?
I did not bowl. Okay. I've never bowled more than, I think the highest I ever bowled was like 180 or almost 200.
It was in six games, but it was 290.
And 180 is about as good. Autumn, do you bowl?
I have bowled.
I think we've all bowled.
Without bumpers, like you went
for
it?
Oh, no, forget that. I'm not using bumpers.
Good.
Well, so we'll do that. Yeah. Go ahead, Autumn, sorry.
No, I just, you know, it's almost like pool. You know, like when you play pool, sometimes you do really well and you're surprised. And then other times you're just really horrible.
You
and
scratch.
Like, well, this makes sense.
Scratch every time.
Scratch.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to put any English on it.
Yeah.
What's that?
When you got to put English in, you got to put English on
you
it.
You got to do that on bowling, too. I don't know how to do that where you curve the ball.
If I can have English.
Stu's mom always tried to teach me, but I could never do it.
Oh, she was a good bowler.
Yeah, she taught bowling.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I took her bowling class. It was easy.
I did too, but I used to just get high behind the bowling alley. And then
where's Stu's Ma? Can we have her?
Yeah,
she's sadly passed away.
Yeah, she's passed.
Aww.
Yeah. We're all old now.
Yeah, we're all old. I'm almost 49.
My mom's only 63.
Really? You got a young mom.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you get knocked up in high school.
How old was she when she had you?
She was 17. No, wait. She just turned 18.
If my mom were still alive, she'd be 72.
Oh, okay.
What?
I was singing the Gilmore Girls theme song from Autumn and her mom.
Lame.
I mean, Steph and her mom.
Lame.
Autumn's mom's very young, aren't you? Your mom's
she's relatively young. She's in her 60s, early 60s.
You'd never know it.
No, her mom looks very young. Yeah, always
she's
has.
She's very sassy and vibrant.
That's true.
You hear that, Chris? You're sassy and vibrant, even though you're probably not listening. Let's see. Hey, everybody, you can follow us on social media. @radio_labyrinth is the Twitter. @radiolabyrinth on Instagram. Steph does the best posts on Instagram. Let's see. And also Facebook. We have a Facebook group, facebook.com/radiolabyrinth. We also have another Facebook group called
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack, which is run by
Dustin Lawler.
There you go. Want to make a formal apology.
For making the group public by accident?
Nope. I want to make a formal apology to Dean Poole, a.k.a. Rock Daily
Tiger.
Oh,
Lord, I saw this nonsense popping up on my phone on the way here.
Oh,
I was
I'm
like,
not
what
talking
is this?
About that.
What is this crazy shit?
First of all, he's giving me shit for saying that I always am like rude or passive aggressive about him on the show. I don't recall ever being that way about him, but if I have been, I'm sorry, because I think that he and Lisa Krause do a great job on Mike TV. And
yeah,
I'm not being sarcastic.
2-hour recaps of 1-hour shows.
See, that's Jeff, not me.
See, Jeff's not being passive aggressive, though.
No, he's being very aggressive.
Sorry.
But I think they do a really good job, and I like Dean, and, you know, hey.
They're thorough, I'll give him that.
He's thorough.
Yes.
Good man, and he's thorough.
And thorough. And so there you go, Dean. And you know what? Mm. Well, he's giving me shit because I was bitching about The Watchmen when it first came out. It's not canon, blah,
sure.
blah, blah, blah. It is canon.
It is, and I told you that.
And I thought it was going to be this SJW fest and blah, 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 blah.
You're just mad because it's not Doomsday Clock, and that's what you wanted to
see. I would love Doomsday Clock, but I watched the first episode. I said, I'm going to sit down and watch it. I made Lisa's husband watch it, too. And I said, let's sit here and watch this and see what we think. I was captivated the first 5 minutes. First of all, I didn't know anything about that Tulsa thing, so I went and looked it up.
Right? How did we not know about this? How
well,
did they not teach
you know
us in
why
school?
We don't know about it.
But they don't even teach it like to like during Black History Month. I like nobody knows about this.
Right. Well, because
why isn't this a big deal?
You know why? Because, you know,
it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
Yeah.
And what I like about that show is that it's not woke. It's just brutally honest. It's a different world. And it's pretty cool.
It's very weird.
It is weird. It's interesting. I'm, you know, I like Don Johnson. I know he's a prick, but I thought he was really good in
Spoiler
the first episode.
Alert.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
He's still in it.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, Damon Lindelof, so yeah, flashing forward, flashing back, flashing sideways.
Did you watch both episodes, first and second?
Yeah. We'll talk more about TV later, so I just wanted to get that out there. What else are we talking about?
Can I say that to about Dean Poole, just this?
Yeah.
Is that I can understand why sometimes maybe you are a little whatever, because Dean is a smart ass.
Oh, he's very smart ass.
He's a big smart ass. And I mean that in the kindest way possible, because he is funny.
Right.
And Tim's a dumbass, so smartasses are dumbasses. They don't get along.
Right. That's how it works.
But he comes for you. He comes for you.
Yeah, he's pulling your pigtails.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why. What did I ever do?
No, he just because he likes to bust balls.
You said
he's a ball buster.
Deadpool was from DC.
What?
You said
no? That's you. Stop it.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck face. I'm getting all the swears out. I'm not editing this week.
Okay.
Let's see. You want to do a little news before we start our other stuff? We got a lot coming up on the show today. It's a Halloween episode. And you know, it's rainy here in Atlanta and really crappy.
It's very crappy.
And I guess it's raining up in Maryland, too.
Oh, really?
It is, yeah.
Yep, see?
You getting, like, douched on like we are?
No, not as bad. It's just, it's a light rain.
It's a light douching.
Yeah.
Oh, so let's talk about it. Did you guys watch the trailer for The Mandalorian?
No.
The final trailer?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. I got nip-ons from that.
Really?
It's the coolest looking thing to come along since Rogue One, I think.
Looks good.
Yeah, but I'm not paying any for Disney Plus.
No, my brother's going to try and get me on his family deal if he can figure out how to do it.
Well, that'd be cool. We had Hulu and on the Roku, and it was, you know, a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And that friend of a friend cancels it whenever The Handmaid's Tale isn't on. So the other day, I'm like, I mean, I gotta get on here, so I gotta watch Creepshow. And
the Creepshow's not on.
You mean Castle Rock?
Castle Rock. And I was like, oh crap, yeah, it's gone. So I had to sign up. And I, of course, I can't watch commercials.
So you signed up for the $11.99 one. Yeah. And you don't even get fucking Spotify anymore.
Are you rich, bitch?
I'm not rich.
I have to watch the Truvada for Prep commercials. It's horrible.
Ugh, it's horrible. I got on there the other day. I was like, I'm going to start watching The Mighty Boosh. And I'm like, oh, forget it.
Takes
you out of it.
Every commercial in those shows is the Truvada.
Every commercial on every channel on TV is the Truvada for Prep, I think.
And the Spanish Lawyer commercial.
Are making this drug. I think this drug is like, if you're in that community,
yeah,
you want to have this drug in your medicine cabinet so the person that you're hooking up with sees it,
yeah,
when they come over to your house. Even if you're not taking it, they just see
it. It's part of gay culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
That's what I think. Because these people have so much fucking money that their commercial is in every fucking commercial break on every channel.
Why are women in the ad?
Women can get AIDS.
Yeah. Anybody that can get it.
You can get crotch AIDS. I mean, from other stuff.
I'm an IV drug AIDS. User,
yeah,
and I don't want to get AIDS.
I got a blood infusion from somebody who had AIDS.
So it prevents you from, like, if you took
diet
that.
AIDS.
If you diet AIDS.
If you diet AIDS.
Yeah, I don't want to diet AIDS, so I got my prep.
It's like the end of the deuce.
So let me understand this drug. If you take it and you shoot up with a dirty needle, it prevents you from getting HIV?
I'm not sure if it's
or
that.
Is it
I think
for the
it's
butt?
Sexually yeah, transmitted it's for, HIV it's for, AIDS.
It's for prophylactics.
Preps your anus.
No, it just preps your body to fight off something.
If it encounters it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like immune system booster, basically.
I don't know. Flintstones.
No,
vitamin.
I think it's more than
Flintstones
that.
Flintstones for prep.
Yeah.
It's vitamin C.
Seriously, though, that company has
hey
so
Fred,
much fucking
I'm
money.
I'm on Truvada.
It does seem like they are, the pockets are lined pretty big
well,
for
Well, it's a drug
Truvada.
Company. They all have money, especially like, designer drugs.
Well, they're clearly, they know people are going to buy this damn
right.
drug.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that it exists because I'm happy that people are safe, but I don't need to see that commercial every 10 seconds.
I know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry they're so loud.
Look, we don't care.
Okay.
We're not going to get mad.
Did you guys, speaking of little kids, did you see that little kid that was dressed up as Farley from Tommy Boy?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, that's a viral video. They showed it on Late Night with David Spade the other day, and then David Spade called the kid.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He was doing the fat guy in a little coat. This kid is like 2 years old.
So he called the little kid, but the little kid just like,
yeah, he called the little kid and he was trying to talk to him and do some quotes with him and stuff. And the kid was just being a kid.
Yeah.
And you could hear the mom going, "You're not going to get your candy if you don't.
So sad, 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 sad.
Oh, we're all sad now.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody gets sad. Bring it down.
Yeah, bring it down a little bit. Okay. We had some deaths. Mm. We had some deaths. First of all, the Game of Thrones prequel. Rest in peace.
Bye.
But they ordered a different one.
Yeah, I wonder what happened with that one. It was Naomi Watts was going to be in it. And I don't understand.
They made a pilot, and it must have sucked.
Yeah. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I really don't care. Game of Thrones was Game of Thrones. I don't need to see prequels. Even if it's cool, I don't, whatever. I may check it out, but, I just want that last book to come out so I can finish with it.
Well, they ended on such a suck shit note, I don't care anything else about it.
Oh, that's why they got fired from Star Wars.
Oh, those guys, yeah. Speaking of which, yeah, they died too. Their Star Wars career with Disney died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what are their names?
D&D.
Yeah.
David Benhoff
and D.B., whatever his name is.
Weiss or whatever.
They were going to do the next Star Wars prequel or the next Star Wars trilogy, and they were fired, right?
Yep.
And no one...
Why were they fired?
Because of the final Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
No, that's not why they were fired.
I think it is. Well,
it's got to be. Why?
Because they could be proving themselves otherwise. I mean, they do one crappy season and then they're
They quit. They're they fired? Didn't get fired. Yeah, they quit.
Okay.
People are saying they got fired.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so complicated. I just give it a rest for a little bit. You got your D+, the Disney Plus. Put your series on there. You got the Obi-Wan series that's coming up. But this Mandalorian looks cool. With John Favreau created it and directing it.
Favreau?
How do you say it? John Favreau?
Favreau.
Okay, whatever.
John Favreau.
Okay, fine. Whatever. I just won't talk. John Favreau. You're a beautiful baby. And you don't even know it.
Money.
You're so money.
Yeah, he's so money.
He's such a beautiful
so baby. Money. Because so he doesn't know he's money.
Yeah, he's money. And so it looks good, and I want to watch it, but, I'm going to have to do the torrent thing, possibly.
Dun, dun, dun. Yar, steal it.
Yar.
Just like Wellington Paranormal. Steal the shit out of that, people.
Steal what? Oh.
Wellington Paranormal. I don't care anymore. Torrent it, because it's fucking hilarious.
What else happened? You said there's some Last Starfighter news, the movie that keeps teasing us with a remake.
Yeah, they're saying that the remake is still alive.
Really?
Yep.
You ever watched The Last Starfighter?
Yeah.
No, I mean now.
Yeah.
The graphics?
Yeah.
Which we thought back then were the coolest ever.
Oh, him playing the video games
and
stuff?
It's a sequel, not a remake.
Oh, it's a sequel?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Robert Preston going to be in it?
He did, too.
Oh, I thought he might still be alive.
Died AIDS.
He didn't die AIDS.
No, I know.
What about
the chick from the Night of the Comet?
She might still be in it. She's alive.
She's got to be like 90 now.
Oh, the one that was with the brown hair?
The brown hair.
Stewart, Kristen Stewart.
The actor?
That was her name, right?
Oh, that's her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
The lead.
She wasn't the lead.
Who are you talking about then?
Kristen
the blonde?
Stewart's the chick from Twilight.
Yeah.
Who the fuck am I thinking?
I don't know. I don't know. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. We're all stoned.
Oh, wish.
What else is here in the news? What else is going on? I watched a whole bunch of cool stuff trailer-wise. Here's a story that Jeff posted. I don't know what it's about. Thunder Force. For Tim's birthday, they're making a movie we know he'll love.
Doesn't that look like the kind of movie that Tim would just rush right out to see?
What is it, a chick superhero movie?
Yep.
Then no.
Starring Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer.
Oh, shit. I might watch that.
Yeah, that's probably funny.
No. I would watch that. Because both of them are funny.
Yeah.
I know they are. I would see this
And
movie.
It's obviously not taking itself seriously, so I will go see that probably.
I haven't seen Ma yet, but I've heard Ma is really good.
That Melissa McCarthy movie with Jim Henson's son's puppets
was
hilarious. I don't care if people hated it.
Yeah, I hated it.
Oh, you didn't like any of it?
No, it was
I hate
hilarious.
Puppets, but that's my fault.
Okay. You hate I just thought it was nice.
It's
and,
not your fault.
Yeah. You don't like
Listen,
felt.
It's just a preference.
I don't like buttons. You don't like felt.
Autumn's giving me the Goodwill hunting. It's not my fault.
It's not your fault, Steph. That's why she's. That's my wife farted. That's why her
Twitter handle's named after a Muppet.
Oh, so I guess that's as much news as we're going to talk about. Oh, this Saturday I will be with Steph all day. We're going to be spending 6 hours together.
Yeah, man. And, well, not just me.
Yeah,
me and 22 of my Barkville fella. Tim's going to be helping us work the concession
He's
stand.
My Barkville fella.
Are there going to be dogs? No dogs.
No dogs. Won't be dogs. So it's what are we dogs. Doing?
We are working the concession stand
at a Georgia Tech game.
At a Georgia Tech game,
right?
And we're going to be there all day, slinging hot dogs and
That's
nachos
not take
and
six
pizza.
Hours.
Well, we're going to be there at 12:30. We're going to be there at 12:30, and we'll be there till 6:30. That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what role we're playing. They're probably going to put you out front because they're going to hope people are going to know who the hell you
no
are.
No one's going to know who I am.
They're going to know. It's
your
Georgia Tech.
Doctrine hat.
I don't have one of those.
People are going to know. You don't think any of these yahoos listen to talk radio? Come on.
You got some WSB gear you can put on.
They're going to give you a Georgia Tech shirt.
Sweet.
So we're all wearing Georgia Tech shirts.
Oh, I can't wait to wear that in the building after.
I just am.
Home of the dogs.
And I asked him, I'm like, there's no way he's going to agree to this because we were really sweating. We really needed a couple more volunteers. And he was like, I will do it. I will do it.
Who?
You.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it.
All right. Well, hey, man.
I'll believe it when he shows up.
Guess what? I won't even cancel Saturday morning.
Yes,
you are going to show up because you need to let me in this freaking place so that I can lift over there with you.
Yeah, I know.
And don't you dare shame me in front of my dog people. They're the only people's opinions that I care about.
I won't.
All right.
She hates all of us.
I just don't care about your opinion.
Yes, that's
Autumn,
true.
Autumn, that's not true. But you two, I don't care.
Girl power. Girl power.
Yeah, we're together because we're the same gender.
No, you're the same biological sex. No,
we're the same gender.
Real Housewives of Radio Labyrinth.
I wish I was a housewife.
You do?
Sure.
You are. You're married.
Yeah, you're
I'm not a housewife.
Oh, does that imply you don't work?
I got to work and
then
crap, yeah.
We don't. Then neither is Autumn. She's not a housewife if she works.
Yeah.
If you can call that work,
and
sitting in the closet talking to people,
you can call this gibberish art.
I just realized how insulting that was to a housewife. Oh, yeah, she didn't have a job. She didn't do anything. She stays home and does everything.
I want to be a real housewife.
You got to slap
you have all that
people
money.
And throw wine on people. It's a hard job, Tim.
You bitch. You bitch. I just got Botox. You bitch.
Is that meme? Where she's all, it looks like she's screaming at everybody.
Yes, and that's Taylor.
Oh my!
She's screaming at the cat.
Which one is she from?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but she's the one whose husband killed himself.
Oh.
And there's lots of.
What, he watched the show?
Oh, he was a real dirtbag.
Why did he kill himself?
He owed a bunch of people money. There was a lot of fraud going on.
Oh,
so that's how you get out of debt.
But there's a lot of rumors and conspiracies about...
They got Epstein'd?
Well, maybe she had something to do with it because she was going to be implicated in a lot of things. And he sucked anyway.
Oh, that's terrible.
He got Cobain'd.
Well, rest in peace, Walker Stalker Con.
Yeah, also maybe.
What do you mean? You posted the stories.
They suspended sales. The company that's taken over for Frazier, the dude that started it, wants to keep going, but a bunch of people are owed money, so unless they pay him off and shit, it's probably dead.
That sucks. We had a good time there.
They want to keep going.
Yeah, you guys look like you had a blast.
I just liked meeting
Garrett Dillahunt.
But they didn't pay some people, I guess, and they like owe Cooper Andrews a bunch of money.
Looked like they were really screwing the fans too with these VIP passes and stuff.
Yeah, there was some screw up with the VIP photo ops, and the couple of the printers crapped out, I guess, and they couldn't handle it. So
there's a Sopranos convention going on up in New Jersey.
Oh yeah,
I would love if that went on tour.
Mm.
You know, I'm such a dork. I would go to that in a heartbeat.
I wonder what all that would entail.
Well, they have a lot of people there from the show.
Matt Cerrito.
I don't know if he's going to
be
there.
He probably would be.
I know all the mob guys are going to be there.
The ones that are still alive.
I don't think Robert Eiler will be there. He moved out to California to do a podcast with Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I actually listened to a couple episodes. It's not bad. He swears. God, you think we swear? Every word, he's AJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know, I found out he never watched The Sopranos. He's never seen it.
Wow.
It always weirds me out anytime somebody was on something iconic or in movies that we love and we've seen 100 times and they've never watched
it. Neither is Jamie Lynn Sigler. So they want to do this thing where a guy wants to watch it with him.
And he's like, I can't watch it because... And this is
why doesn't he just not watch his part?
No, no, it's not why. He can't watch it because he loved Gandolfini so much.
Yeah, be too
and,
sad.
And he was his dad more so than his real father, really. And he doesn't really, he gambles. He has enough money. He's careful with his money. So good for him. But this podcast, it's really entertaining. Listen to, they had Drea DiMatteo on an episode, and it's weird because he was such a little kid, and now they're flirting with each other.
Oh, really?
She's no longer married to
Turtle.
No, no, no. Drea DiMatteo was married to Shooter Jennings.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, but I thought you were talking about Jamie Lynn Sigler.
No.
She was married to Turtle, wasn't she?
No, she dated him. She's married to Tug McGraw. No, not Tug McGraw. She's married to a baseball player that's retired.
Speaking of baseball, did you see those two models flashing at the World Series?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, boobs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Titties.
Different boobs than I see other time, other boobs.
Hey.
They're banned for life from the
That's
MLB.
Unenforceable.
Yeah, how are they? That's a good point.
Now they'll never get in the Hall of Fame, though, Tim.
That's true. They used enhancements.
Well.
Boy, that fell.
It was like,
I get it.
Yeah, I know you get it, but you didn't laugh. You could have given me a
cursory. You could have gave him a little like something. Like,
I want your cursory fake laugh. Wow, that sounds almost close to your real laugh.
I got you all.
Lodge 49 was canceled.
Yeah, that's
too.
Another who died. Died AIDS.
Very. But I
hope they're shopping around.
I've read today that there's a good chance that Netflix might get it or Hulu.
I filled out the form to request it on Netflix. It's pretty easy to do that if you want to.
I will do that.
Go to the Netflix.
Send a link
website.
And we can share it. Where do they shoot that show here in town?
Here, all over.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they shoot the inside of at this place in Tucker.
I mean, some of the exterior, obviously, they shoot in L.A. for sure, and they did film some in Mexico.
You could see some of the Skywalk from DragonCon in this last season.
Oh, how about in the first episode of The Watchmen when Regina King's walking up those stairs? That's Decatur Square.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, holy shit, that's Decatur Square. It's not whatever city they're in, Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Yeah, no, they're definitely not Tulsa.
And then real people who passed away. These are big ones. Robert Evans, who is a movie producer that a lot of people...
Godfather.
Know. Here's a list of the movies he produced.
Chinatown.
Marathon Man. Black Sunday. Players. Urban Cowboy. Popeye, which is terrible. The Cotton Club. The Two Jakes. Sliver. Jade.
You just couldn't get enough of it.
The Phantom. He really fell off.
Well, he started strong, though.
I know he did. And then he did Kid Notorious, which was an animated show, I guess, based on his life.
I loved him on The Critic.
That's right.
It was my favorite.
Was he on that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was based on him.
It was based on him. Yeah. But I loved that.
It's in the beginning of the episode of the Patton Oswalt that did that great routine on that 2000 Feeling Kind of Patton album where he's talking about him doing the ESPN commercials
on the radio.
And he goes, and he's like, you know, this guy did a lot of coke, and what did he say? I filled a whirlpool bath with apple juice. Anybody I do with Diane Gannon's pussy tastes like soaking
God.
In apple juice. like a pussy soaked in apple juice. ESPN, catch it. But he really did those.
Yeah.
And then when the NFL Network came along, he did promos for that too. Interesting fellow, though. He produced all those great hits. And I'm going to have to take a dive and start watching some of his interviews because he's just cool. And I watched that movie, The Kid Stays in the Picture. Have you ever seen that documentary? Yeah, it's great. Fantastic.
Oh, yes, I have seen that. It's been a while. It's been out for a long time. Okay,
it did
come out
a long time ago, but it was really well done. He's an interesting cat. And then this one's fucking sad too. John Witherspoon died, 77 years old. That guy was so funny.
Legendary.
He was. And, you know, of course, from Friday, but a million other things as well.
You gotta coordinate.
What?
You gotta coordinate.
Yeah.
You gotta coordinate.
You better not poop. Put some water on that cereal. Remember that scene with Ice Cube?
Oh, of course.
He's like, you're eating all my food. You're not eating my grapes.
Oh, my God. He's the worst dog catcher ever. Grab him. Kick him.
I'm out here to catch a dog so you can eat all my food.
I looked him. I could tell though, like over the last couple seasons of Black Jesus, he was looking really rough.
Black Jesus is funny as hell.
Black Jesus is very funny, but he seemed like he was ill.
Now I've forgotten. Does Terry Crews play the Jesus?
No.
Okay, I forgot. It's been a long time. I haven't watched it in a while.
I don't know what that guy's name is, but yeah, he's funny as shit.
Well, rest in peace, John Witherspoon. You know, when I first saw him, I thought he was the guy that dated Florida. In the last couple seasons of Good Times.
Oh, really?
Obviously, no. He's too young for that.
Yeah.
But You know, I just saw that Good Times is on one of those streaming services.
No, really?
And it's on Hulu, I guess, Classic TV. I can finally watch the final episode of Good. I've seen every episode of Good Times, never seen the final one.
Is it good?
Well, they, yeah.
Times?
I don't. Well, JJ gets a job at an ad agency, and, you know, Thelma marries that football player.
You mean Thelma?
Thelma.
Ain't we lucky we got him.
You guys are correcting me tonight.
What's your good?
Sit and spin.
You're crossing up Velma.
Oh, it's, Velma, yeah. She,
it's, Velma. It's Velma.
Right on, right. yeah, so they get out of wherever they live. I guess Michael goes on to become a senator or something. You know, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Black power.
Black power.
I like to watch Good Times and think about my future as being the old lady upstairs that's going to be eating cat food because that's how much retirement we have saved.
And you remember that episode.
I wouldn't feed that to my friends. Of course I eat it.
That's right. I want a fat superintendent called Booger.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Booger.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yep.
Oh, Booger.
Yeah, and then I would love, ooh, you know, Valona. Was that her name? Valona?
Walona.
Walona.
Yeah.
She wasn't hot, man.
No. But good. She saved Penny from her abusive
she
mother.
She did. I love that. And then, you know, she grew up to be Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
She sang the theme song to The Jeffersons, by the way.
Walona did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that actress.
Really?
Yes.
Who sang the theme song to Good Times?
Who knows?
A bunch of people.
Somebody like, knows.
Yeah. It's a credit ripoff.
Good Times.
Hanging in a chow line.
Hanging in a chow line. Ain't we lucky we got them. Good damn.
James.
Look, woman, I'm moving to Alaska because you're not going to pay me. CBS sucks. Norman Lear could suck my dick.
And he went on, had a kind of a good career there for a little bit.
He did, but he did leave the show because he wanted more money.
Yeah.
Because the show was supposed to be about them, and the kids were supposed to be comic relief, and the show became about the kids.
I mean, Dynamite.
Well, he hated that. All right. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and do Halloween shit. Radio Labyrinth is sponsored by Atlanta Pizza and Mural, 1565 Georgia 138 in beautiful Conyers, Georgia. Atlanta Pizza and Mural is a longtime local favorite, serving the best pizzas, gyros, Italian beef sandwiches, hot subs, spaghetti, lasagna, and Greek salads in a relaxed, casual setting. Since 1983. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/ATL Pizza. Interact with other diners. Check out the menu and even start your order. Or AtlantaPizzaEuro.com.
Like current events and want to be the smartest among your friends? Then the Power Pod is the show for you.
The Power Pod is a weekly recap show where we cover the current events of the week.
It's a show where we're not afraid to get serious.
And we're not afraid to have some fun.
So try us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, the WSB Radio app, WSBRadio.com, Stitcher, CastBox. Okay. Anywhere there are podcasts, we are there. So power up. With the Power Pod!
You never made no ganache.
I made a lot of ganache.
Isn't it just
chocolate
and whipped cream?
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, I made something else. What's the stuff with like almonds and chocolate?
Marzipan?
Yes. No. Marzipan is just peanuts.
Marzipan.
No.
I don't know.
Almonds.
I'm going to shut up. What I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, I'm about ready to do this thing. Now, okay, so I made Tim a pie.
And we're back.
A big, messy pie for his birthday.
Aw.
Because me and Jeff were like, Jeff was like, well, I got you a cake. And then I got Jeff donuts. And so we wanted to do something different. And I had said something about a pie. And we know you love peanut butter.
Oh, boy, do I.
So I made you a homemade peanut butter pie.
That's awesome.
So it has, like I said, it's got Reese's Pieces on the bottom of the Oreo cookie crust.
Mm.
And then we got the big peanut butter hunk in the middle. And then it's covered in a chocolate ganache, which is very sloppy.
If I could get it up, I would be hard right now.
Would you really? For this pie?
Uh-huh.
Well, that really does tickle me. So...
And if you could get it up, that would tickle you too.
Yeah, sure.
As I leaned in to blow out the candle.
Yeah.
Well,
I tickled a bit.
You can, Jeff, I mean, I don't know how we can get it over there to you. Can you.
You want me to blow on it?
Yeah, can you.
Do you have the camera going?
Yeah, I do. Do you have lung capacity
Tim's
to blow?
Tim's 94 years old.
It's my 94th birthday.
Look at you. Ready? Look at, I am ready. Make a wish.
Okay.
Yay!
Yay!
My wish came true. The candles went out.
Oh, cool, cool. Okay. Well, now you guys can talk amongst yourselves, and I'll cut the pie.
Thank you very much.
Sure,
Steph.
Sure.
So, Jeff, you brought in this candy, since it's Halloween this week here and as we're recording it. Thank you for that awesome cake. I cannot wait to try it.
I hope it's good.
I'm sure it will
I
be.
I hope it's good.
Jeff brought in, you know, more food for us, candy from around the world. And sorry,
ooh,
Autumn.
Candy from around the world.
What is this? Oh, a fork.
Yeah. It's from... Well, we get free lunch all the time at work, so I stole these plates from yesterday because I had a Halloween treat challenge at my job.
Oh, yeah?
I organized it. It was really good. We had a lot of cool entries, but I stole their plates. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, Jeff, tell us about this candy that you brought in from around
these
the world.
Are from...
This is a candy that you'll get if you trick-or-treat in, you know, Russia.
No, I got that. You know, you
do
had,
they trick or treat in
you
Russia,
had one
right?
Of these, one of these subscription treat. Boxes for a while.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't get candy. I got weird snacks.
Like stone right. Or...
I have the good
potato.
The good one. It's called Universal Yums.
Okay.
And they sent out this Halloween box that's got different candies from around the world.
Right.
And this one is the red one. It's from Greece.
So this is called Tadis Quality Serenata Mini. It looks like a Kit Kat.
Yeah, it's kind of Kit Kat-ish.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to try it.
Well, I'm going to try my pie first.
Oh, my God.
So Steph's still cutting the pie. So
it was in the freezer.
All right, I'll eat the damn thing. This looks like a Kit Kat, and I don't know if I trust Greece. They're in debt.
Yeah, but they have nothing else. You know, they have their the population lives the oldest to their old. Wow.
What?
They have the oldest population.
Oh.
So they live a long time. That's all I had to say.
Thanks. This is really good. I wish you could eat this candy, Autumn.
All right.
It's like a high quality Kit Kat.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah.
What else? Keep going.
Keep going. I'm cutting pie.
You want to do the orange one next?
Do whatever you want. You're in charge. This is your dealy.
These are.
I'm not eating this one.
You're not gonna eat this one. It's got chocolate. It's a chocolate truffle with pop rocks, strawberry pop rocks in it.
Yeah, that's why I'm not eating it right now.
No, it's good.
I will eat it. It looks delicious. You pop it in your mouth.
Is breaking on me.
Oh, here.
Sorry about that.
What's the crust made out of?
It's just an Oreo crust.
These are from Italy, by the way. These.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate truffles with strawberry pop rocks in them. They're really good.
I bet. All right. What else?
All right, Jeff. Eat that. There you go.
Pie time.
Tie time for pie time.
It's pie time, Autumn. All right. Sorry, Autumn. Get something out of your fridge so you can pretend.
Yeah, Autumn. You got to eat something.
All right. Here, I got it.
Go get a plate and fill it full of shaving cream. And
why are you always eating?
Put your face in it.
Your napkin.
Mix up the mix.
Oh, it's really good.
Oh, my God.
Is it good?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Delicious. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, you're welcome.
How is it, Autumn?
It's really good. It's more minty than I expected.
I want to see Autumn with like her face covered with shaving cream, like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello. One number two.
All right, keep going with the candy.
What other candy you got, Jeffrey?
The third one is from the Ukraine. This is my favorite.
It's made of pepper.
It's called
radioactive pepper.
Milky splash toffee.
Did you collude with anybody to get it?
Yes, I had Hunter Biden investigated.
Russian Milky Splash.
Yeah, it's like a.
It is made of goat milk.
It has worried cat on front with glass of milk.
Yeah, it's like a caramel, and then inside in the middle there's like a creamy, kind of like one of those goatsy candies. You know what I mean?
Goatsy.
You know what I mean? The candy. The caramel candy with the
are you
white
talking about
cream
a cow's forming. Tail?
No.
Cow's tails are good.
You mean the guy ripping his asshole open?
That's
goatsy?
Based on the candy.
Oh.
It's a caramel candy with the white creamy
that's called
filling.
A cow's tail.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
I think Jeff knows more than we do.
The cow's tail candy. Next one is from Thailand.
Okay, that's and the one with the cool writing.
It's made of cricket.
Yeah, it's pineapple candy with it's got salt on the inside. It's kind of like that, and I brought more of those Kugels from Denmark that have the licorice salt in them.
Sickening.
They're awesome.
I didn't try it. I was afraid.
Oh, it's fucking sickening. And he tells me, oh, you're going to love it. And first, you're going to put it in, you're going to be like, this is kind of gross. But then you're going to be like, oh, man, it's addictive. No. You put it in, you're awesome. Like, this isn't that bad. And then whatever the piss is in the middle starts leaking out into your mouth.
Yeah, that's the best
it's
part.
It's straight up rodent piss.
No, it's liquor
It was horrible. And I was like, why?
What kind of rodent?
I was like, Jeff, you son of a bitch. What did you do to me?
This is like chocolate-covered peanut butter fudge. It is the fucking bomb.
Thanks, Tim. I really was worried about this, that it wasn't going to be any good. Because I've never made this before.
Delicious. All right, there's two more candies. What do we got?
The orange chocolate Topher's, they're called.
Topher Grace?
Yeah.
That'll be good.
I'm trying to figure out where these are from.
Yeah. Maybe just thought of that before you got here.
No, I had the whole thing
called
Spain. From Spain. They're kind of like a Tootsie Roll, mm-hmm. but they're orange.
Yum.
Chocolate.
All right, this one looks interesting. Caramello Oca Loca.
Yep.
Oca Loca.
This is a weird one. It's like a sweet grape Sour Patch Kid kind of.
Really?
But on the inside, it's got the extreme Sour Patch Kid stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, if you like sour stuff.
Well, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I will eat all these except for this horrible thing.
Yeah, I'll take that back. Yeah, take that.
Dude, you guys are missing
That's some
out.
Trick candy.
You take cured fish candy. And you salt it in the ground.
For 2 months.
Right, yes, right. And then we cover with a little bit of sugar.
Yeah, you guys are crazy.
It's sickening.
And that's when the salts leak out from the middle. It's delicious.
It's delicious. Wait for the salt leakage and you will love it.
It is like the decomposition of skin or something in the middle.
Ew.
It is rotting flesh.
It's delicious.
It's horrible.
We take the foreskins of men, circumcised children, and wrap them in bubblegum and caffeine.
They're from the Netherlands, for one thing.
Yeah, well, they got no taste buds. They're all stone.
It's like some death metal shit.
Nah, it's good.
And here's your birthday present.
Aw. Why? Thank you.
Because.
I know.
You did
it's
us
wrapped,
right,
it's
right?
Wrapped in aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I didn't have any wrapping paper.
Mylar.
Hey, I didn't have any wrapping paper, so that was as good as I could do. And Neil had to wrap it for me because I am the worst wrapper in the history of time.
My name is Steph.
And I got you a present, and it looks that way.
That's pretty much.
It's made out of foil with some tissue underneath. I got you a gift. It's a lunch pail. Awesome. This is fucking sweet.
You like that?
Yeah, let me turn it around. This is the part I like the best.
I thought you would like that. I mean, I don't know where you're going
to
put it because I know you're not allowed to
I'm
have nerdy things
to
in your
work
home.
With it.
Okay,
does
well, good.
Does it have a pair of the glasses on the inside?
Oh, yeah, this is something.
It does not.
My wife,
kick Tim's ass until he puts them on.
my wife would go, yeah, they look great in the basement.
That's what I said. I'm like, I know you're not allowed to have it out.
That's fucking
so
cool,
I thought
though.
Maybe you'd have
Thank
it at
you.
Work. You are welcome.
Did you get a picture of it?
No, let me get a picture of you with it. Okay. Hold on. There you go.
I yeah. came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum,
well,
and I'm all out of bubble gum.
You always, always, always reference this movie, so I thought for sure you would love it. We are living in it.
I know we are. Except you see Jews. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that's nice. Well, happy boy day.
Thank you very much. I'm going to open the card later.
Okay.
I'm sure it's personal.
It's not at all.
I know. I'll open it right
completely,
now.
Completely. It's so not personal.
It's a dog dressed as a nun. If someone asks how old you are today... Tell him none of your business. Tell Neil thank you for it.
You are welcome. He just wrapped it. That's all.
Well,
I just threw his name
his
on
name's
there
on
just
it,
to be
so
nice. Well, you put Kaylin's name on my gift, so.
Because she saw me wrap it.
Well, there you go. It's called inclusion.
It is. You got to conclude everybody.
Sure.
All right. So it's Halloween.
Even imaginary people.
And while we're eating this imaginary people, Neil is not imaginary. I've hung out with him.
So you say.
He came over and we watched football.
Steph says she hangs out with him too, but
and then
can't prove it by me.
And then they never came back because they hated my house.
Oh, my God. You're such a fool. No, I keep Neil where he needs to be. He's a kept man. He stays in the home. That's where he's at.
Lucky.
I know where I left him, and that's where he's at.
That's funny.
Lucky. I want to be a
the
kept
real
man.
House husbands of Atlanta.
Look at you fucking. You're just tearing that pie up.
I have to.
Eating the shit out of that pie.
Yeah, look at you go.
Speaking of eating the shit out of
you, you're really eating that pie.
Steph put shit in your piece.
That's what makes it so good.
Don't take it out. All right, that was delicious shit.
You are welcome.
I hope you guys are enjoying this self-indulgent show that we're doing tonight. No guests. We're just talking about what we want.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying my treat.
You're not having fun?
What are you having, Autumn?
It is the Eclipse Gum, incredibly fresh.
Sweet. Did you bake it?
Spearmint flavor. Thank you. It has artificial and natural flavors.
Delicious.
Sugar-free.
All right.
Has it got any of that retin in it?
I put retin on my steak. Retin on my steak. Okay. It's Halloween week, so I thought, well, actually, Steph thought, right? Let's talk about some spooky songs. You thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, somebody found all the songs, and I edited the list.
Mm-hmm.
And
some jerk.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know either. And we're going to talk a little bit about our Halloween and everything, but
Steph was mad that she'd missed our One Hit Wonders episode, so yeah. I thought it'd be cool to do the spooky songs.
I was mad about that.
And Mr. Wade said if we do a hip-hop show with Mark Arum in the future that he would like to be here.
I know he wouldn't. You'll never allow that.
Why wouldn't I allow that?
He could fill in for me.
Why wouldn't I allow that?
Because it's just not your cup of tea.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think you'd allow it.
He's our age.
I understand that.
And I'm sure he's not listening to new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he listens to some new, sure.
Okay. Now, did you guys listen to Kanye's new record? I did.
I listened to your staff pick.
I did.
Well, good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the new Kanye record, it was amazing.
You think so?
Yeah, very spiritual.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
Did you see that, picture of him with Joel Osteen's hair?
No. Joel Osteen.
I'll send you that.
All right, so these are some spooky songs that sometimes get played at Halloween. Halloween doesn't really have that, like you got a Christmas radio station stunt, so we're going to play Halloween music for the next month. That doesn't happen. But there are a lot of songs. A lot of them are novelty. Some of them are regular songs. Some of them are TV themes. In fact, the first one that I've decided for us to do is the Addams Family theme. Iconic. There's still in the pop culture world because they just released an animated movie. I don't know if people are into it, but yeah. Autumn, would you take your children to see that or show it to them? Would they know? Would they care?
They don't know anything about the Addams Family, but I would take them to see that. They're into other similarly themed shows like Vampirina.
Okay. Well, the theme for the TV series The Addams Family was written and arranged by Vic Mizzi, and it came out in 1964. Actor Ted Cassidy, who played Larch, does the
petite.
It was popular enough to where they released it as a single, but it never made the national charts. Great show.
It was a great show.
I never watched the show. I only watched the movie.
Have you ever seen the show?
I mean, I've seen it, but I never was into it like I was other shows on
The Munsters.
Did you like The Munsters better or worse?
No, I didn't watch really either of them.
No?
My mom said that she was a similar age to Wednesday.
Okay.
Addams, when she was watching it, and that little girl could snap in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and my mom couldn't, and so she made herself learn how to snap because of that.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny.
I like the movies with Raul Julia.
I love the movies. Yeah, they're amazing.
They're really, really good. The show, though, I really like. If you go back and watch it older now, I liked the Munsters better when I was a kid because they were actually monsters.
Yeah.
But that show was better. Better written, funnier.
And Fred Gwynne was very funny.
Fred Gwynne was funny.
Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa was awesome.
This is the coolest TV theme show song. Anyway, the Munsters theme was originally an instrumental called the Munsters theme. It was composed by Jack Marshall, and it has lyrics. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either.
Oh, God, what are the lyrics like?
Well, funny you should ask. This also got nominated for a Grammy Award in 1965.
Get the hell out of here.
Uh-huh. No. I can't get out of here. But it has lyrics. Here you go. It doesn't make sense because they didn't follow people around.
No. Just forget what some
people have said. Yeah, they just had them write some spooky song. It didn't have anything to do with the show.
Right. They're not necessarily God, I can't believe how Marilyn was so fucking ugly.
What? She was ugly.
Marilyn, yeah.
Yeah, what? Hideous.
God, she frightened everybody. Whenever they go to the house and Marilyn at the door.
Oh, you're being facetious.
It must be her, Lily. And then later in 1984, Butch Patrick released a song called Whatever Happened to Eddie, and it's as awful as you can imagine.
He's the only one that ever asked that question.
Awful 80s synth.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Devo, Weird Al.
Devo, Weird Al, yeah. Yeah, okay.
He was jealous of Billy Mummy and his fish head sound.
Yeah. Butch Patrick was Deadhead.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he, in fact, I think he bought Owsley's bus.
Oh, wow.
Or one of those, he bought one of those buses from that era. That men and ladies used to travel
around. Steph, I think I have the sugars now.
I got the sugars. The next song on our list, is a song called, Spooky.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Spooky, originally an instrumental song performed by saxophonist Mike Sharp.
This song.
First charted in 1967. And
now, do you know this version, or do you know that, like, 60s version one?
Well, this song has been recorded like 50 times.
But who's the dude? The dude
version.
Yeah,
that's the one that I know.
Me too.
I'll get to it. This is Dusty Springfield. And the reason people know this is because it's in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
So I know the other one because it was in that Kevin Costner movie that I was obsessed with when I was a teenager.
Dances with Wolves?
No. The one.
Robin Hood.
Oh, no. What is it? Fandango.
The Mailman.
You fuckers.
The postman, goddammit.
Fandango. It was called Fandango. It was so hot.
This is Classics 4.
Yeah.
Who did the psychedelic version. Spooky. And that's all you get from.
You never seen Fandango?
Classics 4. Uh-huh. I have seen Fandango. Okay. That's his first movie. Isn't he a bike rider?
No.
On Halloween.
You're thinking of Breaking Away
or
something.
No, he's not
shit.
In Breaking Away. He's in a bicycle movie.
You're thinking of the other one, American Flyers.
There
Let's go. American Flyers.
And the next song, of course, is a little saga. Everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Did you ever realize that they were playing that in the car in the first Halloween when they're riding around smoking that dube?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, God, Lori, it's my dad.
I just watched Halloween over the weekend.
I watched it last night.
I watch it every year.
I've never seen it.
What?
Like, well, no.
You're not
I
a big
don't
horror
like scary
movie.
Things.
Yeah. It's not scary.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Nah, it's
fucking terrifying.
No. Not now.
It's crazy because of Donald Pleasance. He's a madman.
I watch it just for nostalgia's sake. I mean, you know, have you noticed? Obviously, we know that it was not filmed in Illinois.
Oh, of course not.
But I just last night when I was watching it realized whenever they're walking down the street and then they pan down, you could see palm trees down the street. Because, you know, those Chicago palm trees.
Right there in Illinois.
I want to watch that Halloween porn parody that you downloaded.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
What Halloween? It's
great.
What are you talking about?
Is the Russ Myers, Michael
erection.
Myers?
Well, the song came out in 1976. It was their highest charting song
I gotta have ever. Cowbell.
And it was released as an edited single because, you know, that beginning is really, really long. And it made it to number 12. And it also gave us this.
More cowbell!
Don't blow his horse, Gene!
Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please?
Guys!
That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Guys!
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
And then everybody did that for the next 10 years. The cowbell.
They still wear the t-shirts.
Sports guys that you're going to need more cowbell on the other side.
You get it?
It's cooler on the other side of the cowbell.
They said it on the show we all watch. The cowbell. Yeah, well, you know what? A-Rod says, I'm going to need more cowbell. It's just straight. That's a good Christ almighty. Oh, let's move on to the next song, shall we?
Yeah.
Darkness falls across the land.
The funk.
Timeless.
Midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood and terrorize
y'all's neighborhood.
Did you listen to that Rick Baker on Marc Maron?
without the soul Gilbert. For getting down. Must stand and face the hounds of hell. And rot inside a corpse's shell. The foulest stenches in the air. The funk of 40,000 years. And grisly ghouls from tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive,
your body starts to shiver.
So your mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Idiot.
What?
That video. God, I know. So great. So good.
Recorded by Michael Jackson, produced by Quincy Jones, came out on the album, which came out in 1982, and then released as a single. It was the final single from the record on January 23rd, 1984. Now, you remember MTV made such a big deal about that video. It was, what, a half hour long, and they would show it, you know,
yeah.
every
they
6 hours.
They did that with all his videos.
They did it with David Bowie, too, and Blue Jean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a half hour video. Oh, it's walking into a nightclub.
Was it 30? It wasn't like the video was half hour. The video was
the
like...
The whole thing was long, because he meets that girl,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
they...
I like scary stuff.
They did like a making of.
Right.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, with the Spielberg.
John Landis directed it.
Yeah.
John Landis.
Oh, John Landis, yeah. right.
But yeah, they did that with his other ones too. They did it with Do You Remember Time?
Yeah.
And the
It's black, it's white.
Oh, I hate that song.
I love
that.
And then they also did it with
Who's Pear?
With no, but they didn't do it that way. They did it with what's the one where he was like a gangster?
Oh, Smooth Criminal.
Yes. Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow. Oh, he was yeah, he's a criminal with a hat.
Annie, are you okay?
I love those songs.
So do I. I love Michael Jackson.
I even liked Alien Ant Farm's version of
I
that
love
song.
That.
Well, you know what bothered me about that was that it...
The hair?
It didn't... It only had like a verse and a half of the whole song.
Oh, yeah, 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 I know.
And then it was just...
Okay, you okay,
Annie?
Okay, okay, Annie?
Annoying.
Are you okay?
I need accuracy in my remix.
Same here.
All right, I'll give you that for sure.
Buried. In a pet cemetery. The one who lived my life this way.
It's the Ramones from 1989. The album was Brain Drain. And at that time, Stephen King had released the 1989 adaptation.
Say it like Casey Kasem.
Dear Casey, my child was run over by a tractor trailer. Not knowing what to do because my wife was at work, I went to across the street and asked a crazy old man, is there a way I could resurrect my child? He said,
good Lord, no.
But I ignored him, and I took my child, Gage, to the old Indian burial ground. Later that night, he came back as a knife-wielding imp who killed the old man across the way and then tried to kill me. He also killed my wife. Could you play Pet Cemetery by the Ramones? Here you go, Bill. Here's the Ramones.
Throw it to Bill. Here you go, Bill.
And I got to do a goddamn death dedication. Stephen King. Here's a true fact about this song. Stephen King, the horror writer Stephen King, was a huge Ramones fan, and he invited the band to his Bangor, Maine home as they played in New England. During the visit, he handed Dee Dee Ramone a copy of his Pet Cemetery novel. The bassist went to the basement, and an hour later, he returned with the lyrics to Pet Cemetery. Shortly afterwards, drummer Marky Ramone said that Dee Dee's attitude that day showed he could achieve his plans to leave the band and attempt a career at hip-hop. That never happened, and all of them are dead.
First, I played with Dee Dee, then I played with Joey.
I'm going to do the rest of them. That's Casey Kasem. Driving away.
Spooky Casey Kasem.
Spooky Casey Kasem. Gosh, Scoob. Do I have this song on here? Oh, yeah, here we go.
You're all I've ever wanted, but I'm terrified.
From Squeaker Box, The Love Below. Ears. Outcast.
Andre 3000.
Singing Dracula's Wedding. God, can you believe this is 16 years ago?
Yeah, it's insane.
Autumn and I forced ourselves to learn the lyrics to I Like the Way You Move.
Why did you force yourself?
Because you couldn't understand it. We just played it over and over again.
Oh,
and we even argued about it.
That was a labor of love.
Like two squirrels in the back seat.
Outcast bumping them down the street. That is a very fast.
It's so fast.
It's like a ticket. Let's get the seatbelt fastened.
And like two midgets in the back seat wrestling.
Yeah.
You can write it to your memory banks. Thanks.
Ready for action, nipping in the bud.
We need to get a dance party going.
Dance party Radio Labyrinth?
Yeah.
Bring your wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw me. Digs in your britches and burns and it itches.
Every song sounds the same that I've released. I made some movies where some people got killed.
Now, Fender Kiss 65.
That's a good song.
That's a good song.
This, of course, is Rob Zombie, Dragula.
Yeah, Dragula.
From 1998. Drake taking it back to the Munsters, who called their hot rod Dragula. You guys want to hear the first emo song ever released?
Sure.
And is it? Yeah, I think so.
First emo?
Oh, goth. Goth. First goth record.
Bela Lugosi's dead. They said Bela Lugosi's dead.
Bauhaus. This is Bauhaus, who went on to become Lovin' Rockets. Once Peter Murphy went off on his own.
Peter Murphy. Oh, he just did that. He did that one song I loved in the early night. You know the way it falls apart.
It cuts you up and spits you out.
I love that song.
You know the way. It falls on you, keep you something, never die.
You know that song, Autumn?
No, I don't know.
It's okay, it's a jam. It goes this way, it caught you up. He was also in The with Johnny Marr.
The, that's right.
Johnny Marr from The Smiths. Loved. I like Love and Rockets. You saw them, didn't you?
Yeah.
You saw them with the Pixies in the fall of 1989, a show I couldn't go.
We do a new wave show. Let's do a new wave show.
All right.
Ooh, I love the new wave.
I love new wave. Yes, man.
All right, yeah. We'll do it. We'll do
it. Okay, roll with them.
Roll with a new wave. And Jeff has to wear his Robert Smith costume.
Okay. You know the song?
Oh, is this Boris the Spider?
Yes. Spooky.
Boris the Spider.
Yeah, isn't it? Led Zeppelin?
The Who.
The Who, I mean.
Written by John Entwistle. It's on their 1966 album, A Quick One, one of my favorite songs. You don't hear it very often on the radio.
I've never heard that song, you guys.
You never did, huh?
Nope.
It's a very good song. Here's another one. 1991.
No.
Alice Cooper.
I only know this from
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
The song was featured in the 1992 film Wayne's World, in which Cooper performs the song at a concert and was featured on the film soundtrack. From his 19th studio album, Hey Stupid. That's the name of the album, Hey Stupid.
Whoa, whoa, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I want a new drug.
Yep.
Ray Parker Jr. wrote Ghostbusters.
I want a new royalty.
Stole it from Huey Lewis. I want a new song. One that won't get sued. Do you know he sued Huey Lewis?
What?
Later on.
For what?
They signed an NDA.
Because he's a huge hog?
They signed an NDA.
Oh.
And Huey Lewis gave an interview in the 2000s where he mentioned how much money he got, and so he got sued.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. You know.
So he got him back.
Might have been all right to do that in 1986, Huey Lewis, but these days.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You need every penny you got.
when he had that four money.
Oh, yeah.
That album.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. Had a one long horn and a one big eye.
Like a Mr. Shaking in the city.
It looks like a purple people eater to me. Had a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple Peter eater. One-horned, flying purple people eater. So it looks strange to me. Little blind Lenny out of the song, and it went into number one on the Billboard charts.
They love Picnic Pizza in Elmira.
Oh, God, tell that story.
No.
It was a number one song by Sheb Woolley in 1958 in July and June. It reached number 12 in the UK charts. And that's when all the Brits started to fart. He was a flying purple people eater. What is that line? He wears short shorts. I love this.
Oh, yeah.
Novelty songs had all the trappings of the era.
Yeah.
And that
What's the one about the polka dot bikini?
Oh, yeah. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny
yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be.
You know what I like the best is that I can hear you smiling while you sing that.
She was afraid to go out of the locker. She was afraid everybody would see. 2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore. It was then, okay, we already did that. Hey, let's bring it down, man.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to pick up every stitch.
Jam.
Spooky song by Donovan. Oh, hell yeah.
So funky.
Pick it up. Pick up all the stitches.
Keep telling us to pick up the
what
stitches.
Do I got to pick up? I can't hear you. Why? Must be the season of the best ever use of this song.
It's also about your time of the month.
Is it? How would he know? Maybe he had experience.
It's not called the raspberry.
I don't know.
He's talking about sticks. Those are the tampons.
That's right. Yeah.
Pick up your sticks. I'm embarrassed at the CVS to pick up your sticks.
You got to plug up, you stupid bitch.
Must be the season of the week.
Your blood is dripping in the ditch.
You've been a real bitch, yeah. Cause it's the season of the week.
Why haven't they used that song for a maxi pad commercial? I mean,
I don't
seriously,
know.
They should.
The song is used at the end of the To Die For with Nicole Kidman.
Yes, when she's skating on the pond.
Yeah, when Nicole Kidman's body is floating under the ice.
When
and
Ileana Douglas.
Am I weird for thinking that she was hot then?
No, I think she's still hot.
I think she's an attractive lady, yeah. She used to date Martin Scorsese when she was young.
Yeah, I mean, she has a, you know.
Miami's nice, but it's like you died and woke up in
Jew heaven. She's got a
schnaz. Remember that line?
No, yeah, yeah, in Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Miami's nice, but it's like you died and woke up in Jew heaven. So, yeah, Season of the Witch. It's a real, you know, ethereal spooky song. Here's a spooky song.
Oh, yeah.
This song scared me when I was a kid.
It's a scary song.
Do you know it?
Yeah. Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
I never realized this was supposed to be scary. Just thought it was a regular Johnny Cash song.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's supposed to be scary necessarily.
The guitar.
Yeah, it's all in minor.
Like the slide guitar in Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. That was kind of eerie to me when I was younger. And if I heard it on the radio and I was alone, I would change it.
That was Huron, not like eerie.
You were alone.
It was like Huron.
What did I say?
You said eerie.
I did not say Lake Erie.
I know. Roll back the tape.
Oh.
I just want to know why you would change. Are you afraid you were going to sink?
I was afraid Gordon Lightfoot would kill me. Ghost Riders in the Sky was recorded over 50 times, and it was always on the charts. The most noted version, of course, is by Johnny Cash, and y'all remember this. He sang it with the Muppets on The Muppet Show.
Yep.
I don't think it would deserve to be recorded that many times.
Well, it was written in 1948. By Stan Jones.
Still.
It's regarded as being one of the top all-time country and western songs.
I disagree. Oh, shit. Did you know he's married to Bridget Fonda?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That's why the bitch don't work anymore, because she got the Elfman money.
Here's a scene in the wonderful movie Back to School.
The best.
Oingo Boingo.
I love any song with that echoey drum sound, that snare, that
poof. Yeah, the air drum sound.
They didn't have a lot of hits, but they were amazing.
Yeah.
And Danny Elfman, my God.
Nah, I mean,
he must be loaded.
The Edward Scissorhands soundtrack. I used to get so baked and just zone out. I would sleep like the dead listening to that soundtrack. They would go with these little frosty sprites carrying me off.
I cried and cried and cried in that movie.
It was a great movie.
In, out, in, out, in, out.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a jump to the left.
I don't understand why that's the song that would be spooky. There's
it's
other
not spooky.
Fun song
it's not spooky, but it's the, you know, most popular song from the from
there's
the
such
soundtrack.
Better ones.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
Critical.
Mm. He does chin-ups, press-ups, does the snatch, clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension
I've been
must
making
be
a
hard
man
work.
With blonde
such an effort.
Hair
if he only knew of my plan.
There you go.
In just 7 days, I can make you a man.
Frankenfurter, it's all over.
The mission is a failure.
Your lifestyle's too extreme. I'm your new commander.
You are all my prisoners. We'll return to Transylvania. Prepare the transit beam.
What's the last song that? What's the slow song you sing?
Don't dream it.
Yeah.
Don't dream. And then they all make out in the pool.
He's also Rooster and Annie, and I love Annie.
Yes.
Annie is one of my favorite movies from that era. Annie,
I'll cry if I think too hard about the, like, maybe far away or maybe real nearby.
Oh, God.
She fixing his tie. What did she say where she's like, they're wanting someone's baby? Or
yeah. I don't remember the specific lyrics.
You know, Jay-Z ruined Hard Knock Life for me, though.
Oh.
Maybe she's maybe she sews. Maybe she's made me a closet of clothes.
Soleil
maybe he's strict as straight as a line. Don't really care as long as they're mine.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Aww. It was no Little
Punjab! Punjab!
It was no The Little Princess. That's what I'll say.
That the original movie. With
Shirley with, Temple?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Daddy, well, don't you know me, Daddy? Daddy,
don't you know me, Daddy?
I don't want to go live with the old man.
Sarah.
Heidi.
Sarah. Me and my parents, we used to do that all the time.
Oh, Sarah. You're nuts, Sarah.
I had a blanket with like a silky or like a satin, I don't know, hem to the top of it. And it always made me think of that movie.
Oh, whenever they...
Because I don't know, she had some blanket.
Yeah, because the Indian guy brought them over those fancy blankets because they were freezing
right.
Their asses off
Punjab?
In that attic.
And what were they eating?
Oh, it was crumpets and all kinds of delights from
Punjab.
It was a Punjab.
I want to jab some poon.
I love that movie.
I get a laugh that.
Autumn, that movie was my life when I was a child. I loved that movie.
Awesome.
Hey guys, here's another one of Radio Labyrinth's awesome sponsors, Bailey Tree Care LLC in Gainesville, Georgia. You can contact Nick Bailey at 770-530-9421 or Jason Chappell at 404-234-2599. Bailey Tree Care. They are Northeast Georgia's premier choice for high-quality tree care services at affordable prices. Their tree care experts bring an excellent safety record and over 10 years of experience in the industry. Bailey Tree Care specializes in residential products and offers free estimates for all your tree service needs. Residential tree care, certified arborists and tree climber, tree trimming and pruning, tree removal, stump grinding and removal, shrub trimming, pruning, underbrush clearing, and mulch and firewood sales. Safety, professionalism, and affordability. Call them today to discuss your tree care need. That's Bailey Tree Care, LLC.
Those are T-800s, or at the very least T-700s.
There actually was no T-700.
Yeah, T-800's the first model.
This is great, having two of you.
Okay, time to nut up or shut up. That sounds very 2009.
All right, y'all, we don't have time to do our Halloween tales. But that was fun. You guys liked it. We should do more music stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I love doing the music stuff.
That's casual.
We're all music fans. All of us are. So.
Jeff hates music.
Yeah, Jeff really hates it.
Yeah. So let's talk about what we watched. Okay. And all that jazz. Mine's the shortest list as usual, so I'll start.
I don't think so, because I think mine's the shortest.
Of course, Zombieland, Double Tap, we talked about that. Watchmen, Castle Rock, which blew me
down
away.
Down in Castle Rock.
Bum, bum.
Castle Rock
is blowing me away. I had no idea. Is this a prequel? Annie Wilkes before she becomes Annie Wilkes?
I think they just use everything
just
from the... Yep.
Now, see, Rockdale Tiger got all snarky with me when I said it was a good show. On Twitter, he goes, oh, but it's not canon. So my immediate response was a beauty. I said, Stephen King has no canon because there are other worlds than these.
That's exactly what this is. He just took Castle Rock and then you can... Why would Ace Merrill be in this?
Exactly.
Get the fuck out. Ace Merrill would be like... He would be like 70 years old.
How does he do that?
Okay, right? Exactly.
Ace Merrill?
Ace Merrill from Stand By Me. He's the one that drives the tow truck.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Bingo.
So they just use characters.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take it all so literal. Rock Dale.
No, he's giving me shit. He knows
I know that. He's just breaking your balls.
I get it. Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast with Rick Baker. I enjoyed very, very much. And of course, today I watched Dolomite Is My Name. And let me tell you guys something.
So good.
That movie... I had a smile on my face from the very first scene to the very end, and I felt...
I went on YouTube and watched a bunch of fucking Dolomite
stuff. So did I. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they nailed it, but, you know, everybody in it was so good. Snoop is funny in
Snoop's
it.
Snoop's related to him. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Wesley Snipes.
Oh, he was hilarious.
He was
I haven't seen it.
Wesley Snipes stole the movie.
I'm watching it tomorrow.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. And it's such a good feel-good movie.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The lady that, the actress, I don't know her name, but the actress who played Lady whatever.
Right.
It just blew me away at how good that movie was. And Chris Rock comes in. And of course, the guy from The Office, why can't I think of his name? Craig Robinson.
Craig
Robinson.
No, he was great.
Yeah,
I recommend that more than anything I've watched this month.
It was a really fun movie. And I remember I didn't discover Dolomite till it was like the early 90s. I was dating this little hustler and he always had those playing at his house. Everybody would be getting high as hell and they were hilarious. We would laugh our asses off watching those Dolomite movies.
Now, when you heard him doing that Dolomite, didn't it take you back to him doing voices from the 80s?
Oh, sure.
So you can tell he was influenced by this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And like I said, it was just, I really love it.
Good for Eddie. That was a good comeback for Eddie, man. Yeah,
and that movie was directed by the dude that made that Footloose movie that
Josh was in.
Oh,
yeah?
Yep.
I wonder if they shot that here. I couldn't have.
No,
California.
Yeah.
And my staff pick this week is Neil Young and Crazy Horse. They have a new album out called Colorado. It was released on the 25th, and I listened to the whole thing a couple times. It's really, really good.
Yeah, it sounds great.
There's some, you know, acoustic, typical Neil Young-y stuff, and there's some typical Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and it's just a fun listen. And it sounds, you know what, a lot of guys get old, and they don't sound like themselves.
But when he's with Crazy Horse, they tend to rock it up a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it's just Neil by himself, he's like all slow. And,
yeah, he's Neil.
Yeah.
When
he does stuff with Crazy Horse, it's like...
He's yelling.
Yeah, and there's rock music. And
there's one song in there where he goes, I'm sick of all the immigrants coming in. I like to use my gas guzzler and run them over at the border.
You sure that you're not sort of Joe Walsh song?
No, it's him. It's Neil Young. He's like, Greta Thunberg, go back to where you came from. We don't need no lectures here.
Keep me searching for a taco of gold.
I like straws, plastic straws, and I'll use it till the day I die. And that's my stuff, Jeff.
Zombieland was good. I'm watching this show called 192 on the L-Ray Network. It's a Canadian show. It's based on a French show. It's about cops in Montreal. It's really good.
Okay.
And they're showing the first season right now on L-Ray Network, which I can't get a HD version of, so it's kind of
that's the shitty thing. But the only show they had was like From Dusk Till Dawn, right?
Yeah. But now they're showing stuff from other countries and stuff. So
that's Robert Rodriguez's network, right?
Dusk Till Dawn was a good show, though, while it lasted. I love Dolomite. Walking Dead was a snooze fest. I like The Watchmen. I like that new Mrs. Fletcher on HBO. That was good, including the hardcore porn they showed for half a second.
What? why does she always play? She always plays this.
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
What's her name? The lady.
Oh yeah, that
the
helps.
Lead lady.
You know
her name.
What's her name?
I don't know. I'm not watching the show. I don't know anything about it.
God bless it. I hate us.
She was in that Kevin Bacon show too.
She was in Anchorman. She was in you name it. Catherine.
Heigl?
No, Catherine Hahn. Oh. Catherine Hahn.
Catherine
Love
Hahn,
her.
Yeah.
C or
yes,
K?
Yes, I like her, but she always plays like this
a skank,
sexy, oversexed sex bag.
Catherine Hein?
Yeah.
Or Hahn?
Catherine Hahn.
She was the same character in I Love Dick, right?
That yes.
Oh, yeah. I know who this actress is, yeah.
Yeah.
She's just always taking them on the chin.
Yeah.
Silicon Valley was good.
Mm-hmm.
I watched all of Daybreak on Netflix. That was pretty good.
Was it? I thought that was going to be like teenagery.
It is. It's a little teenagery.
Okay.
But it's that kid Joe from Under the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that kid Joe from that show?
Okay. Barely.
He's a little older now, and he's the lead of this show.
God, we've been on that long. we lasted longer than Under the Dome.
Yeah. I started watching season 2 of Kominsky Method. It's still good. The Deuce series finale.
Don't tell me about it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
It ended real well, though. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
They wrapped it up nicely.
Okay, good.
Mr. In Between was good.
Mr. In Between is the best.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend with Zach Galifianakis was awesome.
Oh, God, I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, that's
me
really
either.
Good. That's this week's episode. Lights Out with David Spade. I mentioned that little kid. Look for that viral video of the little kid doing
Tommy Boy. Is that a nightly show or a weekly show?
It's on 4 nights a week.
Okay.
Misery Index, that new game show on TBS with Jameela Jamil hosting and the Impractical Jokers.
I watched some of that the other day.
It's not great, but it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And my stat pick is His Dark Material starts this coming Monday, the 4th.
I have
Tim's
it set.
Birthday.
I've got to do that tonight. I've been meaning to set that.
Got the DVR set.
Read all the books. I'm about to finish the latest book. I have 1 hour left.
What is it about? I mean, just give us a synopsis. Is it a fantasy show?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's about this girl, Lyra Balakwa, who the people in this world have, if you're a girl, you have, everybody in this world has a demon,
mm-hmm.
which is like your soul, basically.
Okay.
But it manifests itself in the form of an animal.
Oh.
And if you're a girl, you have a male animal. And if you're a man, you have a girl animal. And
if you're gender fluid?
Yeah. If you're a kid, your animal can change form, so it can take different shapes as needed.
Okay.
Like it can turn into a snake or a wolf or, you know, different things. But then when you become an adult, it settles into a final form.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if I wanted like a great white shark, but with dog legs.
I think it has to be a real animal.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't make it up.
All right.
Autumn?
You can't, like, mix a gorilla and an eagle.
A gorigal?
Yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of crazy shit going on, and it's got a lot of anti-religious themes and stuff. Which
oh,
I'm curious to see how they're going to handle on the HBO
Bless
show.
Them.
Bless the children. They make mistakes.
The church is, like,
the
bad guys
the
in this book, in these books.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's really good, and I hope this... They've already started filming season 2, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What else got picked up for season 2 right away? Oh,
Pennyworth got picked up.
Yeah, I saw that. Go ahead, Autumn.
Oh, I watched Living With Yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I watched all of that, too.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, Paul Rudd's awesome.
Yeah, Paul Rudd is just so appealing.
Did you see him on Conan?
No, I did also want to plug Hot Ones.
He did an
episode of Hot Ones, and it just really solidifies how great I think Paul Rudd is, and that also he's a vampiro and never seems to age.
Nice. Watch him on Conan, because you know how he always shows that Mac and Me clip?
Yes.
Every time on Conan?
Yes.
This time, because it's Living With Yourself and it's about cloning, uh-huh. at the end of the clip, two little Macs pop up.
Usually
there's just one, and he's like, at the end, two little Macs pop up, the alien.
Awesome.
And then when he comes back, Conan's like, you son of a bitch. And Paul Rudd's like, look, you can see in the clip that you can see some of the cloning. He's like acting like it's a real clip. It's really funny.
All right, cool. I'll check that out.
I really want to start it.
Yeah, it was good. And
that podcast,
it goes through fast.
The
Living With Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does go quickly.
I'd probably get my wife to watch it. She likes him.
I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah, everybody likes him. Yeah. Nobody doesn't like Paul Rudd.
He's funny. Cute. Okay, you're going to me? Mm-hmm. Is Autumn done? Yeah. Autumn, are you done?
I got nothing else.
Okay. All right, well, I watched most of the same crap you guys did. Mr. In Between, Castle Rock, Creepshow. Oh, my God.
I watched the first one.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Enjoyed it.
It's a good show.
It's so good. I wish you guys would keep going with it, man.
I have a couple of them on my computer.
It's really good. Seriously.
Oh, by the way, sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
I started watching The House That Jack Built. Either you guys see that movie?
No, what's that about?
Mm-hmm. Matt Dillon, where he's a serial killer?
No.
From last year.
I'm into it. I want to watch it.
It's a,
I love Matt Dillon, love serial killers.
Yeah, The House That Jack Built. It is weird, man, and it is vulgar. And
okay.
I heard somebody talking about it. I can't remember where.
It's
Is it like dark, like Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer dark? Because that is too dark for me. I don't like
it's
that.
It's a Lars von Trier film.
Okay,
so.
Then no, I'll pass.
You'll pass?
I'll pass.
Oh, you didn't like Armageddon?
I think they talked about it on Tom, Steve, Dave.
I don't really like any Lars von Trier movies. They're all too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
What about
for me.
He did the one of the Real Girl, right?
Lars and the Real Girl? He did that movie?
No, he didn't. I'm just because it's Lars and the Real Girl. Go ahead.
Wait, I don't think that's true. I was trying to say.
Get Shorty. It's been such a great season. If they don't renew the show, which I feel like they're not going to because they only got an 8-episode order for this season.
That's too bad.
So I'm hoping that they get time to do another season because it's been excellent. And this show, Autumn, you might like this show. It's called Baby, and it's season 2. It's this Italian...
I watched the first one of season 1 back when it came out.
Well, I watched all of season 1 very quickly, and now season 2 has dropped. It's an Italian show on Netflix of these sexy Italian teens, and I'm such a pervert. Such a disgusting old pervert. Because I love watching these teens, and I feel very bad. They're not really teens. They're really like 21.
Okay.
But they're so sexy. And the whole show.
They're Italian, eh?
Yeah.
They are. You have like Neil will come in the room. He'll go, are you watching this fucking show again? A bippity boppity boppity. Get out of here.
A bippity boppity boppity.
Awesome.
But anyway, I think you might like it, Autumn, but it's called Baby. And there's just so much crazy shit going on all the time. The one's a prostitute, then the other one's a prostitute, and then the one guy's gay, and then the other guy's pretending that he's dating the girl so that everybody doesn't know he's gay. And there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Okay.
But anyway, so there's that and Crikey, which is good. Pitbulls and Parolees, of course. Watchmen, which I'm really digging. Always Sunny, it's been up and down.
Yeah.
It's been up and down.
I like the texting one. It was okay.
Yeah, the one, they've had a couple of really good ones.
Yeah.
And then they'll have some good beginnings, like whenever they took Frank to dinner and he was choking. The looks on their faces, the look on Dennis's face. Oh my God, it about killed me.
Right.
And Mr. Mercedes, which was really good. And my step pick is, and this is another one for Autumn, The Great British Baking Show Holiday Edition.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
No, it doesn't premiere until Netflix.
Oh, because I thought it was
Friday.
Already up there.
No, Friday, November 8th. It's the new season.
You know, cool.
You know, they only give you like 2 episodes of this.
Yeah.
Just for the holiday thing. So it's Friday, November 8th on Netflix is the holiday show.
Awesome.
And also... If you love Evil Dead 2, like we all love Evil Dead 2, check out Chuck Bryant's podcast, his movie crush from a few days ago. But him and this other dude, Joe Gardner, they do this deep dive into Evil Dead 2. Anything that you ever thought you knew about it, they freaking, there's all kinds of stuff. I learned all kinds of nuggets and jewels about the movie.
Awesome.
So it was really good. That's cool. It. That's all my crap. Bye.
All right. Doggies.
Doggies, well, obviously, this Saturday, Tim and I are going to be putting some dog hair in your nachos at the Georgia Tech game. So, please stop by and see your host here if you happen to be at the Tech game. I mean, you're obviously not going to be watching the game because we all know they're going to get the shat beat out of them like they have all season.
I'm excited for my new shirt.
Yeah. That'll be nice to wear maybe someday when they win again, but at least that day anyway. And if you are... considering possibly adopting a dog right now, Fulton County and DeKalb County have taken in 400 dogs in the last 4 days.
Whoa.
Damn.
So,
why?
Because people are fucking pieces of shit and they have dumped them there or they've been picked up stray. It's really out of control. They've got like 6-7 dogs in a run at Fulton. They're tearing each other apart. I know my rescue, we pull at least a dog from there a week that's been mangled in the runs because they got them jammed in those runs just because they don't want to kill them all, but they really have no choice at this point. So Fulton and DeKalb are both doing free adoptions. And I'm not going to lie, you know 99% of these dogs are pit bulls. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
A lot of them are great, great dogs. They're amazing dogs.
Pit bulls are as good as their owners.
Look, I've
probably
had
better.
Two. I've had two. I don't know if I'll ever have another one because they both ripped my fucking heart out. I don't know if I can handle it again. I don't even know if I'll foster another pit bull because I always fail. So I'm just saying, if you've been thinking about it, please go check it out. Maybe even volunteer there. Do a dog for a day. Get them out of there for a day. That's something that DeKalb and Fulton both do. And you can take them out, take them, get them some ice cream. I mean, do something nice.
That's sweet.
Do something nice for the animals.
Do something nice for the animals. All right. Coming up on the show. Next week, we're going to be speaking with Beth Van Elswick. She is a hemp and CBD expert from Washington or Oregon? Washington, Oregon. One of those two states.
Astoria, Oregon.
Okay, where it's legal. But she's not a weed person, or like a pot person. She's a CBD person. So.
Aren't you guys friends with her from way
back?
Oh,
we've known her since, I think, 1989, 1990. Known her a long time. But she does a great job out there, has her own business, and is kicking ass. And good for her, man.
She must be, because she can afford to live out there.
Yeah, no kidding. And we're going to talk about her business. Coming up later in November, we're going to have Shane Morton and Roy Woolley.
I'm so excited.
Now, tell everybody what they do.
Well, you tell Shane Morton, I'll tell the Roy Woolley.
Shane Morton is the makeup guy for Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, who we saw making up Matt Servito when we went to the set visit that day. And he does all kinds of special effects and makeup effects.
Okay.
And he does different movies and stuff. I think he was just working on a movie that Matt Servito wrote and directed, like a horror movie that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pretty cool.
And Roy Woolley, if you were a fan of Face Off like I was, Roy, he almost won. And then they brought him back off for like the Face Off Champions. So he's on there a couple times. And he is the...
Not the movie.
Not the,
no, the show on Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi, I know.
And he is the head of creature development and whatnot at Netherworld.
Awesome.
And has been for years. He's part of the integral reason why they are the huge, one of the most popular haunted houses in the country. So Roy and Shane, they actually know each other,
yep.
And they are excited about doing the show together as like a panel.
That's cool.
And Roy has done makeup on a lot of big movies also. Lots of big movies.
Sweet.
So
I can't wait to talk to those guys.
I think this is going to be very exciting.
Especially fresh after listening to
Rick Baker.
Rick Baker. Now, by the way, you brought up that he was on...
What the fuck?
What the W2F. I listened to your recommendation with Woody Harrelson. I loved it. Woody was so cool, but he just interrupts him so much.
Well, I fast-forward through the first 15 minutes of Mark's.
You got to skip all the ads.
Oh, yeah. I do that.
And I skip all of Mark's.
I do that with...
And the plugs.
His doomsday shit.
Yeah.
I skip 15 minutes of him
hey,
talking
fuckers,
about...
what the fuckers, what
yeah,
the fuckerinos.
Yeah, we're dying, the world's coming to an end, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. He's so this... I don't give a shit. Just get to the
get to
interview.
It. Yeah, it
but
was so good.
It was really good. They had a great rapport.
I had no idea that Mike Pence was his mentor, which I thought was a fascinating thing. And I loved how Woody wouldn't bash him.
Yeah.
Because I think he probably has reverence for him because at the time, whatever. Who cares?
I have, listen, people say to me all the time, like uber liberals will be like, what if they get Ronald Trump and then we'll get Mike Pence? What is going to happen? And I'm like, Mike Pence loves animals like so much that Trump made fun of him. So I'm fine with that. Transgenders, I'm sorry. Abortions, I don't need one. I don't really care. That's not my problem. But I actually think that he would do great things. He would do great things for animal welfare. And everybody else can fuck off. I don't care.
A dog.
Exactly.
A canine, a dog. A dog. A dog. All right. This has been a fun show for us. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. Until that time, please remember to keep it canine. Thanks, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed it.
Got the sugars.
Hey, radios. Thank you for listening to Radio Labyrinth. We want to thank everyone who's donating over on patreon.com/Tim Andrews. If you are not a patron, go check us out. We have different tiers available for whatever price point you're interested in. If you have any ideas for some benefits that you'd like to see coming up, let us know. We're open to all kinds of feedback and to ideas and to brainstorming. But first, I want to thank Aaron Roberts, Al McMeekin, Alan Barker, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Hopkins, Andrew Mulatsi, Beth Van Elswick, Bradley Schumpert, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brian Smith, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Cosentino, Chris Knight, Chris Weiland, Christopher Doerr, Colin Oman, Daniel Pitts, Dave Benson, David C. Funk, Dean
Poole, Denise Reynolds, Dustin Lalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal Jason Hoft. Jason, I hope that's cool. Jeff Peterson, Jeremy Turman, Jesse Rosinski, John Sutherland, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Kevin Schwartz, Kevin Stokes, Kit Beatty, Lauren Kaldeman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Luca Negoyo, Mark Weiland, Marty Johnson, Matt Carter, Melissa Knowles, Michael Einhaus, Mike D, Mike Hall, Mike Spittler, Nicholas Frank, Nick Starts, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan Wilson, Sam Wells, Sean Hall, Sherry Doherty, Steve Knutson, Trent, Walt, Murray, Wayne, Blair, and Wenzi Muller. Thank you, honey. We love you. Bye-bye. Keep it canon or whatever you say. These kids. Aw. Oh.